Old Testament lesson has the prophet Amos, and God gives Amos a vision. And I don't know if you've ever seen one of these. You can actually make one at home, not too hard. Just make sure you get something heavy. This is a plumb bob right here. And any string that you put a weight on, and no matter where you are, if you let that settle, it'll give you a straight up and down line. It's called plumb. So we could walk around here and see how everything measures up. They did a good job on this one. You could take it to the walls here and we can see how'd the building committee do anyway. The funny thing is, a wall of this size, when you look at this, you imagine if at the very bottom they went out just a little bit. At the very, well, we call it the foundation. If at the foundation, it just splayed just a little bit. By the time it got to the top, do you know what stress that would put on the ceiling? Oh, it would crack up the, oh, maybe I shouldn't say that. No, the stress, if that leaned out, that would put stress on the back wall, on the other side walls. In not too long a time, they would have to start either shoring it up or take the whole thing down again, and it would take so much expense if from the very beginning they didn't make it plumb. To make something plumb, you have to settle down for a minute. That's what Amos is inviting us to do. He's calling a whole nation, but as the word comes to us, it comes to us, you know, we live our lives and we go and we do one thing and another and we get busy. Sometimes we need to just settle and get plumb, get straight. That sounds corny, but get straight with God. That sounds like a word of judgment. It's not meant to. I mean, there was a lawyer, somebody who's really good in the law, walked up to Jesus. Somebody who knew all the ordinances, all the rules, and said, "Tell me, Jesus, I mean, I'm good at measuring things. You tell me, what's the main one? How do I inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said, "Here's the line. This is what God wants." Well, as a matter of fact, you're a lawyer. You tell me. What's the main one in your book there? And the lawyer tells Jesus, and I'm not trying to pick on lawyers, some of my best friends. I'm actually related to a lawyer. God love her. And when my little sister comes, don't tell her I said anything like that at all. But Jesus says, "You've got the rule book, you look it up, you tell me." And the lawyer said, "Well, this is a plumb life, that you love God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself." That's plumb. And Jesus said, "Yep, that's it." The lawyer's asking Jesus, "Now, what do I do to inherit eternal life?" And when we take a passage out of the Bible, it can be tempting just to take it all by itself and not look at the words before it or the words after. But it's interesting to know what's happening around this story. Because just a little bit earlier, it says that Jesus set his face to Jerusalem. Just before he met this lawyer, it reads in the Bible, it reads in the gospel lesson that Jesus set his face, and in some translations it even reads, set his face like a flint to Jerusalem. Jesus had his mind set on what was ahead. He set his face to Jerusalem, to the cross, to, well, when the disciples would fall away from him, when he would be arrested, when he would be hurt, when he would die, and when he would give us resurrection. Have you ever talked to somebody who had something else on their minds? Have you ever talked to somebody and they're watching something else? Well, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm not going to say which one here, but one of you is looking outside. No, but you talk to somebody, and you have their attention, but they're listening to you, but they're looking at the thing, the important thing. And they're fully engaged with you, and they're talking to you, but they can't help but look at this important thing that's happening. Jesus is talking to a lawyer and one person and another, and the whole time he's got his attention on what's ahead. The whole time, every conversation that Jesus is in, he has his attention on the cross. He set his face like a flint to Jerusalem. He has his attention on the cross. He has his attention on his upcoming death and resurrection. So that casts does it cast a shadow on all his conversations, or does it shine a light on all his conversations? And on this conversation, somebody asks Jesus, how do I inherit eternal life? What do I do? What's the plumb line? And Jesus says, you have the book. You tell me. You shall love the Lord your God. And what's happening in your life right now? Is it a busy life where you're moving about so much that you take a minute to get settled or is your life just a little slanted right now? A few weeks ago, I'm on this group that we interview people who want to be pastors, and we're trying something new where we interview them on the internet. And we were actually using FaceTime. You ever use that? FaceTime or Skype? You could talk to somebody. Well, I don't know what was happening, but the person on the other end, their whole picture was sideways, like this. And you know how hard it is to talk to a picture that's sideways without starting to list yourself? The three of us that were talking to this person were starting to go like this. And as we did that, she, on the other hand, see us doing that, and we're supposed to be upright, and she's watching us go like this, and gets a puzzled look, and she's thinking, am I not interviewing well, or what's wrong? How do you get straight? Sometimes we pause, and we take a breath. Sometimes the way we pause is we take a prayer. And when we pray, we hear God say, love. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. And we see hard things in the world, and we can ask God, God, there's a man named Castillo, and his mom is grieving. Is he my neighbor? And we see in the news that there's a police officer named by Jimenez. We don't know what his conversations are like right now. And we ask, is he my neighbor? And we see people gathering in fear and in anger. Maybe we see them not far down the street, or we hear them. Or maybe we see them on the news. And we think, should I just flip over to Gilligan's Island, or should I keep watching this? And Jesus says, who is your neighbor? Is it the person who lives right next door? And would you shovel poop for your neighbor? And what would you do for your neighbor? In this whole world, which God did create, and God said it is good. In this whole world where there are hard things happening, and so much spinning and so much moving, sometimes we stop. We have to stop so that we can let the plumb line settle down. And we can get plumb again. What is the greatest commandment? How do we inherit eternal life? How do we live a plumb life and one that's not off? You shall love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength and soul, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. May you be blessed this week, that all the things that are happening, that all the things that are flying at you, all the trials, and you know, I know this, we gather together and we hear of hard and terrible things, and some people in our congregation would love to give time and attention to them, but they are so scared because someone they love dearly is in a hospital, or someone they love dearly has just lost their job, or someone they love dearly. Well, we could finish the sentence. There is much going on in this rich and beautiful and difficult world. And so because of all the things going on and all the ways that we're called and tugged and move, we come and we pause and we listen for the blessings of God. And God calls us and says, love. That is at the root of every good law. That is at the root of every good action. That is at the root of every good relationship, love. And what does love call us to do? Well, I didn't mean to get into this, but sometimes it calls us to shovel poop. Sometimes it calls us to do the thing that we find disgusting or annoying, or sometimes it finds us to do the thing that seems so little. And yet when we love in our family, in our friendships, and in people that scare us, and in people that annoy us, well, then life is plumb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you stand as we sing?